If you live in Provincetown, you probably know this voice.
And this is Lady Di here on WOMR 92.1 FM in Provincetown. And you know, of course, sweetheart, we are the voice and spirit of Cape Cod and beyond.
For the uninitiated, this is Lady Di. She's a popular radio personality and host of Legs Up and Dancing on WOMR. In Provincetown, she's something of a local celebrity.
Get him up, honey!
Every Friday night, Lady Di plays classics from the 40s through the 80s. And of course, she sings along.
Honey, won't you kiss me?
She is indescribable.
That's Matthew Dunn, a fellow DJ and the operations manager of WOMR.
She's a strong personality, for sure. She's a local institution. And it's, you know, just signals Friday happy hour for a lot of people. It's that good time party music.
I knew Mary Lou. We never part, so hello, Mary Lou, and goodbye, heart.
Red lipstick, hoop earrings, and voluminous hair. Lady Di looks like she could be your great aunt, or the fifth golden girl. But most of the time, Lady Di is not wearing earrings or lipstick. Most of the time, he is Vernon Diana Porter.
Originally from Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. Then I moved to Waltham in 1962. And then I came here in the Provincetown in 1999. And I've been here ever since.
When he's not Lady Di, Vernon runs his own ministry and works as a lifestyle coach. Sometimes he gives talks on gender education and attends local fundraisers, usually as Lady Di.
I'm just here to help others. You know, as the old saying, go do unto others as you have others do unto you. That's how I feel about it.
Vernon created Lady Di long before his radio show. Back in the 80s and 90s, Vernon owned one of the first clothing stores that catered to the transgender and cross-dressing community.
When I had my store, and, you know, you were dealing with these people, and they asked, you know, to go to certain clubs and visit them and this and that. And I thought, well, Jesus, in Rome, you must do as the Romans do. So, you know, I did. I started going to the clubs and visit. So I went as Lady Di and so forth. And I didn't know anything about cross-dressing or transgender, or the whole gamut, the whole degree. But I certainly learned, and I figured, well, you know, there's a need out there, so I'll be glad to help them.
Both Vernon's clothing store and Lady Di became well-known around the region. When Vernon closed his store and moved to Provincetown, he continued to work with the gay and transgendered community. He also joined the local Masonic Lodge and often volunteered as Lady Di. The Lodge even honored Lady Di with the Pillar of the Lodge. That's an award given exclusively to women.
That's just something that they started for me, and I was really, really honored. That night, I also got the Mason of the Month Award for Vernon, but Lady Di got this, and I'm very, very proud of this.
Despite dressing in women's clothing and working frequently with the transgender and cross-dressing community, Vernon doesn't identify with either group. He has another category for himself.
I'm gender gifted. I understand myself, who I am and what I am, and I understand a lot of other people that are men and women, and I just understand both genders. I'm gender gifted.
Good afternoon, WOMR, Lady Di. Hey, sweetheart, how are you? Good, how's baby Marie?
Lady Di receives over a dozen phone calls during every show, more than any other show on WOMR. For 2 hours every Friday, Lady Di reminds her listeners to take care of each other and to be kind to themselves. A lesson that's very close to Vernon's heart.
Just be open and honest with yourself and don't be afraid, and accept somebody else that might be different than you. Keep the door open. Keep the light switch on. Never close the light switch to make it dark, because if you do, you lose a lot of yourself.
Oh, my heavens to Murgatroyd, but it's that time. Yes, it is. That time Lady Di has to say tele-ho for now. See you next week, same time, same station. And call somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time. And if you want to say, I'm just calling to say I love you, you can.
I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Kathy Tu in Provincetown.
I just called to say